I had trouble digesting history classes in high school. I had no appetite for massive platefuls of dates and names, a chronology of events that I was forced to memorize. Those classes are history now, ha ha. Gone, but not completely forgotten. Even now, I feel pressure to never forget the significance of 1776. I still have trouble thinking in terms of dates, but there is something notable about all those names on that history plate. Yes, history buffs, time and place are important, but if I were teaching a history class, I'd say, yeah, history is a timeline, an autobahn into the future, but most important along that highway are the neon signs, people who made a difference. They are the neon signs throughout history. Think about how we benchmark history with people. I do wonder at how we attach major historical events, with blame or praise, to a single individual. Still, I know one person can create change, good and bad. All those neon signs along the highway of time are proof of that. But it's also important to know who put up those signs, who keeps them flashing. People who make history are not really alone. There are always those who support, and those who attack, and those who watch. All three groups are part of any significant notch in the timeline. Now I have this question. Which group do you think carries the most weight? I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.